Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve and Throw Hook, to please serve everyone on Profile This is played.
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Ian. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Ian, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes.
All right. Today, you have your choice of one of three categories. Today, we offer you bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally, today, hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional object someone chose to use as a weapon.
Hit me with your best shot.
You're not going to believe this. We go to the state of Florida, where an ex-con, he's back on ice after he struck a McDonald's drive-thru worker in the face with a thrown menu item. Now, the assault conducted by Daniel Abramowitz, it's classified as a felony since his rap sheet includes prior domestic battery convictions. If it matters, that conviction came from punching his girlfriend, the mother of his child, in the face. Well, investigators say that Abramowitz was behind the wheel of a vehicle in the drive-thru lane around 1 a.m. when he engaged in a brief discussion with a fast food worker. He then grabbed a menu item and hit the victim. Now, it struck the 28-year-old victim, quote, in the facial region, known in layman's terms as his face. Now, the assault was recorded by a surveillance camera, and the victim identified Abramowitz as the assailant. In addition to the battery count, Abramowitz has been charged with violating the terms of a 3-year probation sentence that was levied following a 2023 conviction for stealing and pawning a watch. Now, the question is, what did Abramowitz throw into the facial region of the McDonald's employee? Was it a frozen Frappuccino? Was it a Big Mac? Was it an ice-cold Coca-Cola? Or was it French fries? So Frappuccino, Big Mac, Coke, or French fries, what menu item did he throw into the face of the drive-thru worker? By the way, they do not say what the conversation was about or what the conflict was.
He doesn't seem happy, so I don't think it's the frap.
You didn't say what time of day it was, did you?
About 1 in the morning. I believe it's around 1 in the morning. They do have the time.
Ian, I'm going to go by. 1 a.m. I'm going to go based on the combo. I still have something to drink if I get a Coke. I still got my fries. Still got my Big Mac. I'm gonna do Coke. Also, I'm going to pick Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm asking about the game, Miles.
What do you think, Ted?
I'm with Miles, and throwing drinks on people used to be once in a while you'd see a woman do it to a guy on a date.
Sure.
But I feel like now it's become like a thing.
Word of marriage?
People are just throwing drinks everywhere. So I think it's soda.
Soda. Okay. All right, Ian, give me it.
I'm going to, let's go with the soda.
You're gonna go. All right. So we're all in for Coke.
We're all agreeing.
Everybody's agreeing on Coke.
What did this guy throw at the McDonald's worker? A frozen frap, a Big Mac, a Coke, or French fries? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
99.9. KISW.
Categories, hit me with your best shot on profile. This we head down to Florida. A man hit a McDonald's worker in the face, I'm assuming through the drive-thru window.
Yes.
With one of the items that he ordered. So question is, did he throw the frozen Frappuccino, his Big Mac, a Coke, or an order of French fries?
And Ian, that is a question that we posed to you. You agree with Miles Montgomery, who agreed with the Ted Smith.
Actually, on YouTube, he's Coke Ted.
Well, yeah, there it is. Coke.
Coca-Cola tab.
Of course. Yeah.
Just having a beverage.
All right. So all of you guys went Coke, and why the hell not? Other than that is not the correct answer.
Nah. Huh.
That said, he did deliver a drink. It was, in fact, the frozen Frappuccino.
I didn't think they'd sell them at 1 a.m.
I did not know they did either, but I read the story, cross-referenced it with the menu, and I'm like, okay, they got frozen Frappuccino.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right. Choices today, you got Seth Meyers. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Stephen Colbert or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title lights, guys, have teams and talents and writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
In animal news, a soccer player in Istanbul stopped a match to do CPR on a seagull. Oh, well, it's a feel-good story, and the animal was saved. You have to wonder if they had worried more about the game since they lost.
Lee Ted Smith,
yes.
Yeah, they just got lost in that story.
He did CPR on a seagull.
It was a goalie kick.
The goalie, the keeper clears it. It knocks the seagull out of the sky.
And he runs over. CPR. He runs over and starts giving chest compressions to the guy. But they brought him back to life.
I mean, good on him, man. Mm-hmm. Good on him.
Better than we did with that pigeon outside.
Well, it was too late.
Yeah, I don't know whether I'll find another seagull. Since Paramount is buying Warner Brothers HBO Max and Paramount Plus are going to become one streaming service, they'll have all the HBO hit shows with the Paramount Plus logo.
Fallon? Seth.
That is Jimmy Fallon.
Since Paramount is buying Warner Brothers, HBO Max and Paramount Plus are going to become one streaming service.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's great. They'll have all the hit HBO shows with the Paramount Plus logo.
Paramount Plus says it's planned to merge with Paramount, or plans to merge Paramount Plus with HBO Max. Just when your parents finally figured out how to watch Yellowstone.
Fallon. Yeah, Fallon.
That's Myers.
Paramount Skydance said that it plans to merge its Paramount Plus streaming service with HBO Max just when your parents finally figured out how to watch Yellowstone.
Well, I've got HBO Max. I mean, I'll be able to watch Paramount Plus now or do I have to pay more? Who knows? Dumb question.
Yeah, I'm assuming you'll have both.
I don't know. Just keep them separate. No.
In an effort to boost iPhone sales, Apple announced a cheaper version of the iPhone 17. It's the exact same, except all of your emails will end with sent on a budget. It's just like the regular iPhone, except you only get access to the sad emojis.
Colbert?
Seth.
Fallon.
In an effort to boost iPhone sales, Apple announced a cheaper version of the iPhone 17. Ooh. It's the exact same, except all of your emails end with sent on a budget. It's just like your regular iPhone, except you only get access to the sad emojis.
Any Bridgerton fans in here?
No.
No.
Wife? Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Wife probably is. Mike's your wife a Bridgerton fan?
Nope.
Oh, no. Huh. All right. I just assume all women like Bridgerton.
To be fair, she probably would. And you know what? The in-laws are probably into it. We that's not on our radar just yet.
All right. It's kind of like... I keep wanting to call it caged heat, but it's not caged heat.
Caged. I thought you said cage teat. I'm like, what
well,
kind of show is
this? Caged Heat was a bad film about women in prison.
It was. Yes. Yes.
Heated Rivalry.
I'm talking about Heated Rivalry, which is the show with the gay hockey players.
Yeah.
All right. So I have not watched the show. Jesus. I personally have not watched it. Right. But Saturday night, I was at a costume party. Right. And there was two women there. And they were like, we're gay hockey players. So I was like, sweet. You play for the Torrent? And then the one who started talking about her husband. And I'm like, so you're not lesbian hockey players. And they're like, no, we're dressed as gay hockey players from that show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, all right. And then on Sunday, I watched Saturday Night Live on my recording, and it's like one of the main guys from that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saturday Night Live, I thought was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Yeah. Also, everybody just calm down. The men's team, those guys are cool. They were not making fun of the women's team.
No, they weren't.
They just like, because the women hockey players were there. Because it's funny that during his monologue, he's like, do you guys watch the show? And the hockey players are like, well, no. Like, I lost my teeth during my game. What happened on your show? And he's like, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And then, like, the female hockey players come out, and they're obviously like, oh, we watch it. So, well, yeah. But I learned a lot about that show this weekend.
Just real quick, weekend update. Who's the monkey with the...
Punch!
Mike, I don't know if you seen Punch's mom.
Punch's mom was there.
My God, I was laughing my ass.
What?
What? Basically saying why she didn't want to be a mom.
She's
to Punch.
Just explaining her situation.
Oh,
that's all. So Colin Joseph had to punch his mom. That's the monkey that has the IKEA stuffed animal, if you haven't heard.
Correct.
All right.
That all the other monkeys have disowned.
Oh, yeah. And so Punch's mother, and Punch shows up too, but Punch's mother showed up, and I was dying.
I'm with you. It was so good. And if you just picked like a stereotype.
Oh,
of,
God,
like,
I know.
The mom that just doesn't want her kid, just because she doesn't want the kid. That was Poncho's mom.
Oh,
like, she's
yeah.
She's in a monkey costume, but she's wearing like a bikini yeah. and like shaking her. It's just like, oh, my God.
It was awesome.
It was pretty damn funny. Anyhow, so a lot of women like that show with the hockey players. A lot of them like Bridgerton as well. So if you watch Bridgerton season 4, you may have noticed, I like this, the word pinnacle is heard a lot to describe an orgasm.
I have reached the pinnacle.
Right.
Well, pinnacle, climax, same thing.
New Heights.
I'm about to say, Miles, would you prefer pinnacle or New Heights?
Pinnacle sounds pretty cool.
Okay.
Really?
I mean,
Miles, you brought me to the pinnacle.
I mean, like, you found my golf ball?
So basically what happened was there's a storyline where this woman's trying to figure out what's missing in her marriage. And then one of the showrunners, it's orgasm, but the showrunner was like, I don't think they would have said orgasm back then.
Really?
Just different
yeah, it makes
terms.
Sense.
So
yeah.
That's how they came up with pinnacle, right? So then they, like, so somebody did the research. They asked some historians, would this be accurate? Sex historian says, quote, one of the more common terms that comes up a lot is the crisis, which I think is probably one of the funniest ones.
The crisis?
I have reached the crisis.
I know.
I would have said I have summoned Mount Awesome.
Well, they say that orgasm was around back then.
Sure.
But again, it was just a clinical term.
But also,
so they probably would not have been sane.
But would you say then? You know, I mean, just as we talk now, we might have to say, because FCC says, hey, don't say things that normal people say. So we will say orgasm. But if we're talking to each other, no. Ted, if you rolled down
the stairs. Fire my man, cannon.
Dude, I got laid last night. I reached orgasm. I'd immediately be like, this is not Ted. This is a clone.
Burp thy worm.
Right. Nobody says, I've got to be careful here. But right.
Nobody says
There's other terms we use. And, right. And orgasm is not one of them.
Nobody uses
them. You don't put in. There's a certain term we all use, which just say it's three letters, right?
Yeah.
And you could find that to figure out other
Eight
stuff.
Letters if you do it right, brother.
Right,
but yeah. right. Nobody says, look, I have a penis. We know that I have a penis. I know she has a vagina. Those words are not used.
Other euphemisms that have been used in erotic fiction include the point, the critical period, the die away moment, the critical ecstasy. The melting flow into which nature spent an excess of pleasure devolves and dies away.
I'd have called it the hum of the hum of the meow.
Why did they think these women were dying?
I know.
The whole thing.
I don't know. Sometimes they sound in pain.
Yeah, if you don't know.
Correct.
You know, kids, what's happening?
I'm about to say.
It's all good.
How many kids think that their mom's hurting?
Like I said, I sound like a vomiting dog.
Make your back neck arch.
And I'm okay with it. Hey, it's what I was told. I did not know.
Yeah, I like that one thing you do. So it helps you reach pinnacle.
The pinnacle.
I'd rather hear that than orgasm.
Back to being clinical.
Yeah. Like, no one uses clinical terms when they're having sex.
I'm orgasming.
Yeah, I'd be like, you know what? I'm stopping. Like, come on, man.
And I'm not.
I mean, unless I guess I'm having sex with the doctor.
Okay, I would cut them slack.
No.
Tell it to me in Latin.
No. You don't take work home with you. You're not shouting hola, bitch, hola while you're getting after it.
Well, no, but if I'm having sex at the station, I might. So if I'm having sex with the doctor in his office.
Depends on what she asks.
I've said hola in my regular life.
Sure.
During sex.
But no.
Hola!
Trust me.
You're throwing out click-clacks while you're clapping Ted.
Look. Matt LeBlanc wasn't kidding on this show. What was the one on, like, Showtime or whatever? Where women would ask him to repeat lines from friends.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
He's like,
hey. I mean, look, it happened to be Saturday night. Somebody said, I think it's still funny you say Vietnamese that way. And I go, it's the only way I've ever said it.
And now
it just happened. Everybody else made fun of it.
Love how committed to the bit you are, Ted.
Yeah. I was like, dude, I'm off work.
You think anyone ever asked James Earl Jones to say, Luke, I'm your father, during sex? Just say it one time, James.
Just give it to me one time.
Okay.
All right.
Miles, to answer your question, I do believe with your HBO Max.
I can watch the
you'll watch Paramount. Paramount Plus 2. It says the merge into one streaming service, the move will give them more than 200 million direct-to-customer subscribers.
Okay.
That's why we add fancy words. If I just turn on my cable, it's still direct to me.
You know, that's a good point. So I have to go to someone. I turned on my TV, but I got to watch it in your house.
Yeah, I got to watch it in the other room.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go as we head to Redmond, Washington for two officers being awfully hard on the beaver. Meanwhile, when it comes to robbing donut shops, one man has quite the, or is quite, the overachiever. Ohio town sees government internet go down because of one squirrel. An Australian man's motorcycle you would not want to take on a whirl. And a three woman, they crawl through a drive-thru window to attack a Wendy's employee. Speaking of profile this, it is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, top story, we're going to Oakland, California, where the local robbers have a sweet tooth. A 20-year-old man has been arrested in connection with a string of robberies that were all, for some reason, committed at donut shops.
I get it.
He and an accomplice would reportedly rush the shops and jump over the counter to then raid the cash registers or just steal them outright before fleeing the scene in six different shops around the area.
There was one robbery where an employee armed herself with a knife and confronted them, prompting them to throw a coffee pot at her before fleeing and causing $810 in damage. And another where they immediately armed themselves with a coffee pot and then used it as a weapon to commit a $100 robbery. Our boy's being held in lieu of bond and his accomplice has yet to be charged.
Oh, I thought he was stealing donuts.
No. That's what I thought when I read it at first.
Yeah, I just saw the headline. Like, yeah, I get it, man.
So is it a little bit more normal for donut shops to take mostly cash? There's a really good shop down in Tacoma that I know is cash only.
If you want to go to get cash, shop, or, sorry, rob places where old people go.
Oh, that's a good call.
That's all it is.
That's a good call.
Like, hit a breakfast spot at 9 a.m. Right. All the old people have already eaten. Right. A lot of cash in the register.
In other news, over to Jersey, where late night snacking gets violent. A video is going viral of three young ladies that descended upon a Wendy's shortly before 3 a.m. The three reportedly broke a drive-through window at the restaurant and took turns damaging property inside the restaurant and attempted to assault employees inside with various items, though their motive is not mentioned. Two of the three turned themselves into police following the incident, with the third being sought by authorities. They're all facing some steep charges for the incident.
Good.
Somebody commented on Reddit that they're an employee there.
Oh.
And they wanted ketchup packets. They wanted more ketchup packets. Oh, I don't know if that's true. It's Reddit.
Sure.
But that was what they said.
See, when I read it, my thought was it is at a Wendy's drive-thru just prior to 3 a.m. This sounds an awful lot like three young ladies went out and got smashed, wanted a late-night snack. The dining room's closed. They walked through the drive-thru. That obviously doesn't work. So now let's start breaking stuff.
Okay, either way, it's stupid.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Who doesn't have ketchup at home?
I know. Like, of all the condiments, like, ketchup's usually there. Usually.
I might not.
No ketchup.
I don't think I have ketchup, Ted.
Check tonight and let us know.
Okay.
I just, for some reason, I feel like that's everyone's one go-to condiment, right?
Hang on.
Except Mike.
Yeah, and that's just one of those things, if you don't have it, it's not like we're children.
You're talking about ketchup in your home?
Yeah.
I'll bring you a bottle in tomorrow.
I just texted my wife, so we should get the answer here in just a couple minutes. If I have ketchup at home. More news to Australia, where you have to be careful everywhere you go. I might not. Now that I think about it, I don't think I have any doggone ketchup in my
fridge. Do you eat it? Like,
sure.
Are you out of it? Or do you just not use it?
So I enjoy ketchup. I put it on a lot of different things.
Are you the guy that's going to jump to the Wendy's drive-thru menu?
Too, because I just, we don't have anything that uses ketchup. We don't have ketchup.
You don't have ketchup. You seriously don't have ketchup.
I'm bringing you a bottle tomorrow.
I mean, the problem is I don't need it, Miles.
I ordered that Portland ketchup company, and they sent me like $6 or six bottles.
Jeez.
So okay. I gave one to Ted. I've still got like three at home.
I'll take it.
I thought one set at my desk. Yeah.
Nice.
That's what I'm saying. I don't use ketchup that often at home, but like, if you want something with ketchup and you don't, you're just like,
it sucks.
Yeah.
Right? Damn, Mike. Yeah,
sorry, my bad.
Brother doesn't have ketchup.
Can't afford ketchup.
I can't afford ketchup, man.
That's how you get a raise.
Radio doesn't pay. No, it's not. That's how your boss tells you, I guess you don't get ketchup.
Dude, so, hey, man, look, I don't have ketchup. Ketchup.
Because it's still your ketchup. To Australia, where you have to be careful everywhere you go. An animal catcher in the area was called to a local resident on report of a unwanted critter in their home. Let's see. A large eastern brown snake that was perched on a motorcycle in the garage. Yeah, sorry about that, Ted. The snake catcher took a quick video of the snake, asking it a simple question.
Come for a cruise, bud.
The snake was carefully extracted and relocated to a safe habitat in the wild. Going for a cruise, bud. Of course he is. That's right. He's going down in a road.
He's getting a cruise.
A county in Ohio has found the source of their internet problems. Last month, the county suffered an outage that knocked out phone and internet services at government facilities, including the county prosecutor's office. It was initially thought to be caused by contractors accidentally slicing through underground fiber, but after a short investigation, they determined the cause was a squirrel that had made a nest for itself inside of the fiber infrastructure and chewed through multiple lines.
I'm sorry about that.
It's since been removed, and steps are being taken between the internet providers and local fiber network to prevent similar incidents in the future. Man.
I mean, wait, squirrel's gonna be a squirrel.
I don't mind if you house yourself there. Quit breaking my stuff to build yours.
Uh-huh. Don't chew wires.
Just don't chew wires. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Right here at home in Redmond, local authorities posted about a suspicious subject report that they responded to. They arrived on the scene to identify a said suspicious subject, a, quote, determined beaver that was making its way across the street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The department posted body cam footage which shows officers attempting to coax the animal out of the road and back to the safety of the woods, saying, quote, after several patient attempts and some skilled negotiations, officers successfully coaxed the beaver across the roadway and into a nearby wooded area where he was last seen continuing his evening plans.
Spent my whole life coaxing that.
No injuries were reported. Come on to the wooded area. No injuries were reported, and they advised drivers to use caution in the area just in case he attempts to cross again. So that's fun. Men's room sports. You can call Hoops over on the ESPN affiliates, FS1 and CBS Sports, Pro Basketball on NBC and Peacock, and NHL Hockey over on TNT and True TV. As far as your weather, sorry to say that the rain is back for the foreseeable future in various amounts and frequencies. Tonight should yield about a quarter of an inch with a low of 47 degrees. They're predicting a 72% chance of rain tomorrow with a high right around 52. That is it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Next time we get the return of Who Sucks Less, Jolene up in just seconds.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.